Law Firm. We are a full-service law firm serving the greater Woodlands area and the greater Houston area. Contact us at 281-681-0808. We're tough for you.
And now, here's the veteran voice of The Legal Fix, Bruce Buffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from the Lone Star State in Montgomery County, Texas, for a brand new episode of The Legal Fix, a new age radio show presented by the Tough Law Firm, the toughest law firm in town, with the toughest lawyers around, answering your toughest legal questions. Introducing first, hosting out of the red corner, the big deal, Bruce Paulson. Tough, joined by Boy Wonder, Brandon Scott Riley, and super lawyer, G.I. Jerome, the Golden Boy, Jeremy Lee Hall.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Bruce Buffer. I'm Boy Wonder, Brandon Riley, with the Golden Boy, Jeremy Hall, and we're here with a special guest today, Alan Ray San Miguel, the most interesting man in North America and the managing attorney of San Miguel Attorneys PC.
And if you have a question, you can call our hotline at 936-900-2381.
He's like a national man of mystery.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
U.S., good, Mexico. So. It's the cloak and dagger behind the NAFTA treaty.
Were you? That's right. How did that come about?
Well, we had to do a lot of arm twisting, but it worked.
He gets it done. So today we're discussing international law, including complex litigation matters and big money disputes, which is what Alan San Miguel handles. And then in the second segment, we're going to put A.R. San Miguel on the hot seat, rapid fire cross exam, where he's going to answer our toughest questions as fast as he can.
And just as a disclaimer, he's got Adidas on. These are like the Iron Man glasses.
They're serious.
They're transition lenses, correct?
That's right.
So he's not going to have his shades on for the hot seat, which is problematic.
If it's hot enough, they'll turn dark.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's okay.
Tony Mon. And what are we doing in third segment, BW?
In the third segment, I've got a few interesting hot topics to sprinkle on you boys. See what you think about it.
Excellent.
I won't tell you about them yet. I'm just going to tease them out there and see what you think.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Señor San Miguel, welcome
yes,
to The Legal Fix.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure to have
pleasure
you.
I've
been looking forward to this. Your bio is incredible, and I want to let you tell us about yourself, but I just want to run down your history. From Monterrey, studied in Mexico, studied in the U.S., Marine Corps vet. Now you practice litigation, practice law, licensed in the U.S., licensed in Mexico. You handle multi-million dollar international complex litigation disputes. Is that right?
Yes, that sums it up.
Did I miss it? Personal life.
Is there anything you don't do?
He plays the drums and sings karaoke. And we may ask him to sing later, but I just want to know, do you have any vocal warm-ups that you do before you take the mic?
You know, yes, a little bit. My wife is the real singer, but, you know, I'm more of a drummer guy.
You want to get one in just because you know you're going to be singing?
We're going to.
Any scales?
Yeah, you can do-re me it up for us.
Sure.
You're going to be singing. But an amazing background, amazing bio, very high level. I wonder sometimes your clients, how do they find you, and how do you pick who you represent in these really big international deals?
Well, thank you. No, I've been here in the Woodlands since 2012, you know, and I've gotten to know a lot of people around from the Mexican community, the Hispanic community around the Woodlands, and Houston, and most of them has been word of mouth for the longest time, until a couple of years ago that I started doing some more social media advertisement and YouTube. I have about 55 videos on YouTube now, which
nice.
Is just giving people and business owners, you know, just advice as to how to run their businesses legally and, you know, not do stupid things that we see when we're in the litigation phase, as you know.
Sure.
Okay.
Get out in front of it, huh?
Yeah, no, there's so many things that if they had just taken the right step at the right time when they started the business, they would not be going to attorneys to figure out how to get them out of the problem.
What's an example of something that you catch often that small business owners should be looking out for before they start their company?
Please, 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 please change the registered agent address. Oh, my Lord. No, I've had out of about five cases where either I was on one side or the other, where judgments have been set aside because the address was wrong. And judges have told us, no, you got to pay for the wrong address and things like that. And so we lost $1 million judgment because it was a default judgment. We thought there's a bill of review coming. There's going to be something coming. We lost it. It's in Harris County. Because you know how they were signing COVID-19 on the back of the envelopes instead of the actual name, and they were not delivering according to citations. Anyway, please, if you're a business owner, do not forget to review and check your registered agent address, because that's something I see very often. Another case yesterday, $250,000 writ of garnishment already happening. They got to the lawyer to say, now I'm having an issue. They're taking money away from my bank account. Oh, really? And did you answer the lawsuit when it first got to you? I didn't know that I had a lawsuit.
Right.
So anyway, you get the idea. Those are the issues that I see.
A nightmare.
Do not wait until you have a problem on your hands in order to, get a business going, have it profitably, manage it well.
True story.
For the benefit of everybody.
True story. I changed the registered agent address of a client this morning. I faxed it over to the SOS Direct this morning, so that's pretty ironic you say that.
That's right.
Critical. It's critical.
Yeah. Critical.
Keep your corporate housekeeping in order.
That's right.
For those of our listeners out there who may be potential clients, how do they know when they need to call Alan San Miguel to hire you for professional help, and how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. So all over the place, we always tell people that we are lawyers for business owners. But business owners, from the point of view of the personality, and what's what they really suffer from. The business is a business. You got to look at who's behind the business. There's always a person behind that business who's got the same level of anxiety, same level of pressure, nervousness, debts, any type of negative emotion that you can have. And so what we tell people is, look, we are going to help you from inception of the business idea all the way through litigation. And so that's what we really do. If it smells like a problem, send it over.
Okay.
And I can tell small business owners, if you're not being sued, you're not doing something right.
Exactly.
Once you're successful enough to be sued, you're doing something right.
Yeah, no, the main point that I see on the personal side is you can have a problem. But what's going to make you a better business owner is how you react to that problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a lawsuit, don't panic. Just come to a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Don't wait until the 19th day.
Don't wait until, because then it's a Friday at freaking 5, and it has to be done that day, and you're not doing it.
Right.
You forgot. No.
And if people hire you on the front end to help them structure their business, write their contracts, do some of these things, keep their corporate books up to date, then they can avoid some of the costly litigation on the back end.
That's correct. We've had a bunch of seminars and conversations with them. We hold office hours sometimes, and we just call them up. Hey, everybody who's been a client of ours, come on over. We're going to talk about issues about the business. And then they'll come over. We'll talk business. We'll talk companies. Hey, protect
do you
yourself
call it,
this way.
Do you call it business and beers after hours?
I should.
Special get-together.
Business and beers.
We're running towards the end of our first segment, but I do want to bring up something that I saw on your resume that was fascinating. You're an efficiency expert, and you dealt in your previous life with large, complex data sets and distilling them and creating systems and processes to make a company, I think it was a law firm, run more efficiently. Is that right?
Well, sure. We've been learning a lot as far as efficiency in litigation, efficiency in serving the clients. We have a detailed, we call it the SKU calculator, which is really a bit-by-bit piece of a transactional case or a litigation case. And not always is 1 hour for a specific concept, but at least when you write it down, you figure out how much that's going to take, and you can tell the client better, you know what? this is usually what we run our litigation cases for. I mean, don't be scared when you get the bill. That's one of the first things that we're trying to be very honest with them, you know?
And now you give talks and seminars. Is there a place that people can go to find out more Alan San Miguel information, website, YouTube channel?
Sure. No, my website is www.sanmiguel.law, but our YouTube channel is just called San Miguel Attorneys PC, and that's where they're going to find a lot of information. We've recently, 70 people came from Mexico to see how they can start a business over here, how to bring some business capital over there. Invest here in some real estate and things like that, and they have no idea how to do it. This time around, we got a chance to talk to them before they got into any type of transaction.
Okay.
Because when they do, then later, if they don't understand half of what's being said, it's not going to look pretty.
True. I had a neighbor that was a Mexican national, but they weren't actually a neighbor. They just owned the house beside me.
Oh, is that
right?
And
they were using it as a rental property to collect funds. So
yeah,
it's very interesting to see that. Yeah. The Woodlands is an excellent place for that.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
A lot of people do that. So, but yeah, you can just go ahead and look for us over there on YouTube. We have a lot of information there on our website as well. And of course, we're on Facebook and we're on Instagram and, you know.
You have a lot of things for Spanish speakers as well.
Basically, all of my clients are Spanish speakers. 99% of them are Spanish speakers.
Awesome.
Very good. Are we rolling out? I think it's time for a break. Today, we've been discussing international law and complex litigation matters with Alan San Miguel. What an exciting time to have you on. We've been trying to angle you onto the show for a while now, and we finally got the national man of mystery.
International man of mystery. It's time for a short break. We'll be right back to answer your toughest legal questions. Call our hotline, 936-900-231. And when we come back, it's time for the hot seat. Stay tuned.
Thanks, sir.
I'm Bruce Tough, principal of the Tough Law Firm. We are a full-service law firm serving the greater Woodlands area and the greater Houston area. Contact us at 281-681-0808. We're tough for you.
One final time, here's the veteran voice of the Legal Fix, Bruce Buffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. Attorneys are licensed by the State Bar of Texas. Our three lawyers plus examining the witness are Bruce Huff, Brandon Riley, and Jeremy Hall. And when the action begins, the witness on the hot seat will answer as many questions with the fewest words as fast as they can. The hot seat is sponsored by The Legal Fix, a new age radio show. Brought to you by the Tough Law Firm. We're tough for you. And now, for those listening on the radio and Legal Fix fans watching around the world, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Live from the Legal Fix studios in the Woodlands, Texas. It's time! One lightning round for the undisputed Legal Fix Hot Seat Championship of the World!
Thank you, Bruce. I'm Boy Wonder, Brandon Riley, here with Golden Boy, G.I. Jerome.
Kaboom.
Hall.
If you have a question, call our hotline, 936-900-2381.
And we're joined by our special guest, Alan Ray Ray San Miguel, interesting man in North America.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, it's time to put Alan on the hot seat. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're the witness in a rapid-fire cross-examination, and you will answer our toughest questions as fast as you can. Jeremy, will you tell... Oh, I jumped ahead of you.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. One word or short answers are best. If you're stumped or you don't want to answer, you get one free pass. Please state your full name for the record.
Alan Ray San Miguel.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and your version of the truth to answer the most questions with the fewest words as fast as you can?
Yes.
I don't do
it. He ready. Put him on the clock.
Ready, steady, go. How do you spell Allen Wrench?
Allen Wrench, A-L-L-E-N-W-R-E-N-C-H.
Sounds good to me. Right. Are you related to Sugar Ray San Miguel?
No.
What about wish. Ray Charles San Miguel?
No.
How about Elon Musk San Miguel?
He wishes.
What's your favorite nickname?
My favorite, Al. I'll find
Al. Al. Have you ever gone by Stingray?
No.
Are you friends with the Sting?
No.
Sting? If you're a magician, what would your stage name be?
Oh, the Magnificent Alan.
What nice. Would be your signature magic trick?
Disappearing a large elephant.
Oh, I like it. Aren't you Mexican?
Both Mexican and American.
Okay.
Did your bloodthirsty ancestors conquer the land known as San Miguel de Allende?
No, they ran out of there as soon as they could.
Okay, you're from Monterrey, Mexico, right?
Raised in Monterrey, yes, sir. Born in Rio Grande City.
Do you know Jack, Monterrey Jack?
You're famous for your cheese, right? Cheese. Monterrey Jack? Good yeah, I love that cheese.
Isn't Monterrey like the Los Angeles of Mexico?
There's like lots of wealthy, high-cultured, effeminate men.
That's
Guadalajara. Oh, I thought that was Monterrey.
Give me a city with a lot of cheapskates, that's Monterrey.
Okay.
Okay, well, what's your soul sign?
My what now?
Soul sign.
Your sun sign, your astrological sign.
Oh, Virgo.
Virgo, nice. Hey, you got your undergrad in law at the Autonomous University of Nuevo León in San Nicolás de los Garza, Nuevo León, Mexico.
Yes, sir.
Fully autonomous university.
That's right.
Autonomous.
That's like the Elon Musk, Tesla level autonomous.
Like Elon Musk, Tesla autonomous, fully autonomous. Are you a Tigre?
Yes.
You have a famous football team. Did you play?
Never played soccer.
Okay.
Then you played football. You juris doctored up at the Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, correct?
Go Hoosiers.
Indianapolis.
Go Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Who's your daddy? Oh, the Robert H. McKinney School of Law Uipui in Indy.
Uipui.
Yeah.
Distinguished
okay.
alums include Vives, Dan Quayle, and Mike Pence.
Michael Panis.
And Todd Young. He was a classmate of mine. Used to be the junior senator from Indiana.
Very
Todd
okay.
Young was a classmate of mine.
Shout out Todd Young. I bet you spent a lot of late nights studying at Enloe Hall. 13th
yes, right?
most impressive law school building in the world, right?
Exactly.
Ooh, very nice.
I guess we have to return all the Joe Maurer School of Law pride gear we got.
Yeah,
as a
we
gift
thought it was
for,
Maurer. For Maurer School of Maurer.
Maurer.
The other one. It says you're a visiting student at U of H Law as well, right?
My
visiting
last student? Year, I came to U of H to do law school. Yes.
Why just visiting? Was it Bruce or Shasta that scared you off?
Yeah. Who scared you? How long have you been married?
20 years now. January, 20 years. Yeah.
What's mommy's name?
Her name is Martha Catalina Mena Gomez de San Miguel.
Whoa. Nice. Beautiful. Miguel
sure. Very nice.
Do you have a prenup?
No.
Why? Did she smash you with the chancla when you brought it up?
That's right.
Chancla.
Both of them. She had them in both hands.
You have three Saint Miglets.
That's right.
San
you may prefer Ninos. So.
Ninos? Right. What are their names and ages?
Alan Ray Jr., Sebastian, and Jacqueline.
Okay.
Who's your favorite?
Ooh, I would say Jacqueline.
Do you have a will?
You have me in the record now.
No, I do.
You do. Awesome.
Sum up your life philosophy in a word or phrase.
You are who you are for the service of everybody else, so that your life can be better as well as your family's.
Wow, nice. Beautiful. Thank When's you. The last time you cried?
Oh, shoot. Yesterday, maybe?
Woo, all right.
Very sad check. Story from a client. Yeah.
Wow. How often do you check social media?
Not a whole. I should. No. I mean, every once in a while.
Not very much. Okay. What apps do you use when you check? Facebook?
Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
If you had to make a viral TikTok right now, what would you do?
I would get some chicken wings on my back, a suit, shades, a cute hat, and I would be saying, fly, get your affairs in order, otherwise you're going to be shot.
You're going to go. Nice. I like it. I think that'd go viral. Hey, did you used to have more hair, or did you woke up like this when you were born?
I used to have a lot more hair. I used to rock the Vinnie Paul look when I was with my band, rock band.
When did your hair jump ship?
Oh, 23, 22, somewhere around there. 24, somewhere around there.
Did you ever receive a permanent when you had the chance?
Yeah, but I had to sue the guy because it turned out it wasn't.
Oh, no. I want to see a
picture. What kind of hair product did you use to use?
You know what? I used a lot of gel. Maybe that's what it was.
Hey, yeah, maybe that's why it deserted. Hey, have you ever rocked just a mustache
little bristle brown.
I've tried, and it won't grow, like fully. So.
Have you ever rocked a lip chinchilla?
A little lip chinchilla, little Mexican muskrat.
No,
I've never done that. I'd recommend it.
Do you wear short shorts to the gymnasio?
Gymnasio? Short shorts?
Yeah. Okay. Fine short.
Yeah. Do you even lift?
Under 6 inches.
Yeah.
You do lift?
How much do you bench?
No, I don't lift. I don't. Okay. I haven't been to the gym in a while, man.
How tall are
Same.
You?
Same.
I am 5'11".
Okay.
Isn't it true you wear glasses just for style?
No, I do have to use them.
What's your eyesight?
Six degrees, I guess, whatever that measure is.
Six degrees from Kevin.
Do you have any other handicaps?
Let's see. I don't think so, no.
I got a laugh from the audience.
This Halloween, will you go as Vinnie Paul?
You know what? I'll try it.
Okay. Right.
How about Frank Reynolds, the Warthog?
The Warthog.
Oh, Frank Reynolds. That one. That's the look.
How about George Costanza?
You know what? They do like it.
Nice.
Hey, okay.
What's the most humble job you've ever had?
Flipping burgers at Whataburger.
Okay. Oh. Hey, we noticed your office is in very close proximity to Julio's Mexican Grill. Mm. Coincidence or not?
I think not.
Yeah, we were keeping his affairs in order.
I think there's a lot of business that gets done at Julio's.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You solve complex multi-million-dollar litigation problems for international power players, right?
Yes, sir.
How many international mysteries have you solved? Are you like the international Scooby-Doo
Let's
gang?
Let's see. Last time I checked, it was about 300 litigation cases since 2010.
Woo, nice. Veteran, your website mentions avoiding the legal minefield.
That's right.
Have you ever been blown up?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Taking some shrapnel.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're licensed to practice law in the state of Texas, in the Southern District of Texas for the federal courts.
Correct.
And the Mexican Federal Supreme Court.
Does that mean you're a federale?
You could say that.
Okay.
What's the Spanish version of may it please the court?
So the way that we open it over there would be si les place.
Si les place. How about objection?
We do objections, but not as much as here. That's
what do you say?
How do you say?
Yeah, because it used Como to be in writing. Everything was in writing.
How about order in the court? What does the judge say? Orden.
They don't do order. There's a guy who's looking at you weird, and you don't want to. Nobody.
You just
shoot
got you? A gun yeah. trained
yeah.
on you.
Yeah,
okay.
they got people there.
Then what's the meanest thing you've said in court?
Oh, man, I once said that somebody was too stupid to keep a checkbook.
Have you ever made a witness cry?
Did that witness cry?
Yeah, clients have cried. Witnesses have.
There San was Miguel
one time,
Heat.
I remember there was this one time where a lady was trembling, and her mouth, okay, I was asking, she was in cross, and her mouth started doing this.
Ooh.
And she wasn't even talking. She was about to open her mouth, and the thing was like this.
She was feeling it.
I was like, whoa. That's when I realized, wow, we have a lot of
power.
We can be intimidating. Yeah.
Assuming you're the top dog.
Dog.
Who's the second most interesting man in North America?
Oh,
shit. Who is it? Are you familiar with Luis Hess?
Yes, Luis is, he's my compadre.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with his cat, the Hess cat?
Hess cat.
That's right.
Have you seen it?
I've
you
seen
know
him.
The Hess
I've
cat? Okay, yeah, why yeah. do they keep it leashed?
I don't know.
That's very strange.
Cat's on a leash.
It's on a leash.
The gato's on a leash.
You're also a Marine Corps vet. Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Once a Marine, always Marine. Hoorah.
Hoorah! What's the best kept secret about the Marines?
You know what? They make us tougher. I think that a lot of the things that I've accomplished in my life has been because I was within the train. I received the training from the Marine Corps.
Okay.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You speak English, Spanish, and French. Is that
yes.
correct?
Please answer Amazing. In the affirmative in each language.
So you said
oui,
yes.
Yes, and si.
Oui and si.
Very good. You're adding Chinese to the arsenal. Is that right?
I've been wanting to learn because, you know what? When the majority of, that's the language most spoken in the world.
And so you can penetrate the Chinese firewall.
Well,
right?
I've already had benefit. Some Chinese clients.
So you can become a Chinese fire drill sergeant?
Yeah, Chinese fire drill sergeant.
That would
be a
great.
Good
that would
career.
Be great.
You're also a music lover, avid drummer, and karaoke superstar.
Yes, we love that.
Sing us your go-to song.
Oh, what's in Spanish? It would be, let's see. Así se siente México, así se sabe México. Así se siente México en la piel.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Excellent job. If you could be anything other than a karaoke singing international power broker, what would you be?
And drummer.
You know what? I would be a international, like a consul. I always desire to be like an ambassador.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're set up nicely.
Very nice.
For that.
What's one thing people don't know about you that you'd want them to know?
Well, I think that I love what I do. I just love helping out people, and sometimes they may not feel like it, or they may not think about that, but I do, and I don't care about telling the truth if it's for your own good. And some people don't predict that, and that's fine. You
that's
know?
The yeah, only way to live.
The only way to
What's
live,
your
absolutely.
Top unchecked bucket list item?
Getting out of a plane and doing a you know, like
skydiving.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Make sure the parachute works.
That's right.
One food for life. What would you eat?
Pizza.
Fastest you've ever gone in a car?
150.
Woo! Kilometers or miles?
Miles.
Nice. What's your favorite lawyer movie or show?
Devil's Advocate.
Favorite place you've ever been?
Florida.
Carlos Slim or El Chapo?
What now?
Carlos Slim or El Chapo?
Carlos Slim.
Which Mexican elected official spends the most time in the mirror?
I don't know.
Who's smarter, you or the president of Mexico?
I think I am.
Okay. I would have picked you too. 100-yard dash, you versus Danny DeVito. He's dressed up as you. You're dressed up as him. What outfit are you wearing?
Oh, definitely a flappy shorts, but no longer than 6 inches.
Okay.
No longer than 6 inches.
Short shorts.
What's a better pet, a tigre or a chupacabra?
Do what now?
What's a better pet, a tigre or a chupacabra?
Chupacabra, man. You want to intimidate people.
Yeah, that's a serious animal. Would you rather eat chilaquiles in DF or mole in Monterrey?
Oh, chilaquiles in DF.
Hey,
would you rather be paralyzed with fear and gored to death in a bullfight, or wake up in Juarez, bound and gagged, in a tent with the word show on the outside?
Oh, yeah, no.
Neither one is
bull.
Good.
Bull, yeah.
Gored to death.
Yeah,
Rusty Harden or Tony Busby?
Rusty.
If Deshaun Watson needs a tour guide in Mexico, where's the first place you'd take him?
I'd take him to Chapultepec.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
The Halls of Montezuma. That's the that's the actual castle that the Austrian Emperor had in Mexico.
Okay.
When they were trying to overtake Mexico.
Are massages available there?
Yeah,
I bet so.
A couple blocks away, yes.
Hey, Deshaun Watson, you heard it here. Holler at your boy Alan San Miguel when you want to go to Mexico. Alan,
right.
Did you love the hot seat?
Thank you. Yes, it was a pretty good
awesome
experience.
Job. Wonderful. Very job. Nice. He survived.
Very good. Okay, we've got a little bit of time. I've got a hot topic for
yes,
you.
Yes, let's go to Boy Wonder for
Mexico
hot topics.
Mexico has invoked the powers to build a tourist train despite threats to prehistoric sites. Have you heard about this?
Can you say that again now?
They're building a tourist train, and they've invoked the special powers.
Eminent
the president
domain,
has invoked special
land.
Powers. To basically
over
take
dinosaur
over
graves? What are they
ancient
running over?
Civilization
yes,
areas.
Like it's, it's a sad course of events. First of all, you have a Mexico, you know, and some people were like, well, we're Mexico, man. We're like Egypt. You step on a rock and you have some ancient thing on the
there.
Bottom, you know?
That's the route.
And so for them to be taking off, you know, for a project like this, that I don't know if they did a actual business plan, and that's where the business plans
right.
are handy for our
right.
business owners, people out there. If they didn't do a business plan knowing that there was going to be convenient for the Mexican for the Mexican purse, you know, for the actual assets of the country, why build it? Just because you want to? I think that's stupid. Second, just the fact that they are throwing away a lot, they're making a huge impact, not only environmentally, but also on our heritage, you know, they're actually destroying a lot of sites, and they don't care. They'll just sweep it under the rug and just keep going. That's not progress. That's just sacrifice of what really makes you, you. And I don't think that's good in any event, in any place at all.
So it might not be a moneymaker. Is it like an accomplishment, a badge of honor, leaving your mark on the world?
Well, and you know, that's what we worry about with this president, that he acts because of what he believes is going to be best seen for his own sake, you know, like a magnanimous character, more like, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm the one that
we have a few of those in American politics
right.
as well.
So that's really sad, because again, according to my philosophy, you serve through your own service, man. You serve man. Man is accomplished by the service through other men and women, obviously. But you know,
humankind,
when we serve, sure. when we serve others, we serve ourselves. And mm-hmm. you know, this guy is serving just himself, which doesn't serve everybody else.
Right. That was your life philosophy quote. Yeah. I feel like that's the way politics is trending now, though, is impression management.
True.
How is this going to reflect on me, and what are people going to think about me? And then I base my decision on that.
And it should not be seen like that. All right. How? What are you contributing to this country? Oh, another construction project that will make things easier for everybody that's in business. Ah, great. Bravo. Who are you? I don't care. You don't need to know who I was. I was just a politician that got it done.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to me, that bridge got done. And I don't have to be, you know, tooting my own horn out there.
I did my job.
You know, you did your job for the benefit of everybody else. That's what you're there for.
A bridge to nowhere, right?
That's right. Yeah.
They tried to do that in Texas, too, the light rail, and it got shut down and never got up and running. They tried to plan it like 10 years ago.
But it's still out there.
It's still attempting. The CEO wanted to step down the other day. I mean, if you're going to have a cheaper way to get to Dallas with so much that goes on between our both cities or sister cities or whatever, you know, and you're going to do it in half the time at half the cost, why not?
Mm-hmm. Eminent domain.
People don't want to give up
their land.
Yeah. Go around is what everybody in the world said.
They said it amounts to like $1 million. This was years ago, before the inflation we're at right now, but about $1 million an acre to build that rail train.
You know, and there's no ancient Indian.
Right. People just want their land.
No, this is my land.
This is my land, and you ain't getting anything. Yeah. Well,
Out front.
Come on now. I'm just going to get a piece of it. I'm not trying to get it all.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to dispossess you.
We're running low on time, but do you do any immigration work?
No.
I partner with Luis for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. So right now, the border states are experiencing a major increase in illegal immigration, and it's causing a strain on the system. But what these Republican governors have decided to do is to bus these immigrants into New York City and Washington, D.C., and there has been a huge outcry. And as a matter of fact, the mayor of New York City recently came out, and the governor, and said, we're being overwhelmed. This is going to overwhelm our school system, our education system in general, and many other of the goods or the services provided by the federal government or by the state government, because there's too many people coming in all at once. And it's because they're taking illegal immigrants and busing them into these.
So everybody will stand up and say, hey, we need to do something about this, and I'll work on it together. Yeah, that's a brutal tactic to get that done, though.
You know what?
I do think it's interesting, though, because the states that are receiving the influx that are the border states are having the exact same problem. So,
no one
cares until it's at their front door, though.
But what's best for the people? I mean, is this benefiting them to be bused across the country and dropped off somewhere else?
Check this out. You know, Monterrey, right? You know, this is Mexico. Obviously, Monterrey is a big city, about 6 million people where I'm from. They had a bunch of Ukrainians, Haitians, Koreans, when I was growing up, we didn't have anybody that wasn't Mexican looking, okay? Mm. Only Anglos, and there's like, if you see 10 in the whole city, it was like, oh, wow. But now there's like a multicultural plethora of, you know, ethnicities and whatnot. Haitians were asking for donations and, you know, on the major thoroughfares there in Monterey until everybody started to complain. So, like, we don't do something because these guys can't work because they don't have a permit. Mm. And they're all over the place. And there's
panhandling.
Panhandling, thank you. And so the government said, yeah, y'all are right. And they were trying to give them housing and food and everything, and they started putting them to work.
Okay, found a solution.
The state, the state gave them a chance for them to get work somewhere, because some of them wanted to make their way over to the States. Some of them stay there. Ukrainians, the same thing. Some Russians that are not in agreement with everything that's going on back there, they're also making their way over there.
That's right. It's a worldwide problem now with the Ukrainian refugees. Everybody's moving around places. And
Venezuelans, too. We didn't have Venezuelans in Monterrey. Suddenly we have 10,000, 20,000, you know.
Wow.
So it's a major, major, major issue that has to have a major, major, major solution with the major of the population. The majority of the population is to be on board on what we're going to do, because it's for everybody's benefit. And when you leave it, and when you leave it to somebody else just to do whatever, you're not going to be happy with the result. You're not going to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you go to a barber and he cuts your hair and you don't tell him how, he's going to do whatever act he comes to mind. And you're not going to like it.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad idea.
I've made that mistake recently.
Well, we're all God's children, and I hope that we can figure out a way to care for each other.
Exactly,
it doesn't matter what country we were born in.
Yeah.
You know, God loves us all the same, so I hope we do what's best for these
people. Exactly.
Carlos is waving us off, Jerome, if you want to take us out.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for watching The Legal Fix by The Tough Law Firm. Call us at 281-681-0808, visit toughlawfirm.net, or hit us up in the comments.
Catch past episodes and highlights on our website and YouTube channel.
Connect with us on Facebook, Insta, and listen live on Spotify and 91.1 FM, The Bose, Fridays at noon.
My boy Wonder, the Dum Dum, with Golden Boy Jeremy Hall. See you next week on The Legal Fix.
Burgundy!
No, I read it and I agreed to it. The Dum Dum.